settling into fall here in Mahoosick Mills. Pumpkins and apple cider, polar fleece on my morning and walk. I've kind of lost interest in watering my mums. And when the sun shines, doesn't everything seem to pop with color? Orange and yellow leaves against the blue sky, dry leaves scattered on the ground, smelling of fall. Seems like this time of year, all the little flying and crawly creatures want to come inside. Every time I turn around, there's another spider in the corner, ladybugs and dreaded stink bugs on the walls. Where do they all come from? And wasps, for some reasons, we have more than our fair share of these buggers in our bedroom. Don't know how they're getting in. I could vacuum them up, sure, but I don't like killing these pests. So the only alternative's relocating them outside, and that can be an assignment. The other day, there was this huge wasp flying around the bedroom. It actually woke me up from my nap. Once I was aware of them, it was impossible to just lie there. I opened a window and told the intruder it was time to leave. Out you go, Mr. Wasp. Then I closed the bedroom door and went into the kitchen, putted around a bit. A while later, I come back into the bedroom to see if he'd taken my advice. At first, I thought he had. Then I spotted him on the screen of another window. I put my Diet Coke down on a side table, opened the casement window wide, and unhooked the screen. Thought I'd shake the critter off outside. But he was having none of it. The wasp suddenly flew towards me, and I pulled back, hitting that can of Diet Coke and knocking it onto the floor. Once on the floor, that can proceeded to spin round, shooting out a stream of soda in a circle, kind of like a lawn sprinkler, before finally coming to a stop in a foaming puddle of brown liquid. I admit it, I did utter a few words that were not suitable for tender ears. Satisfied with the ruckus he'd created, Mr. Wasp went on his merry way. Oh, you bugger. Then I launched into the task of cleaning up the mess. I mean, this stuff was spattered on the curtains, the bedspread, the dust ruffle, the braid rug, as well as the floor. What a pain. My high-minded wasp relocation program ended up costing me about a half hour, but everything seemed to clean up okay. On the great slide and scale of traumas, not a big deal, right? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.